Welcome to the PDX Small Business Network podcast. Listen in as we interview small business owners in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. Now, please welcome your host, online marketing expert, One Click Lindsay.
Hey everybody, it's One Click Lindsay with the PDX Small Business Network podcast. Today is such an awesome interview. You guys are going to love it. I'm interviewing Miss Judith Auslander. She is a life coach and a hypnosis expert with Wise Heart Coaching. You need to go check her out. And if you have any interest in this, or maybe you don't, you need to listen to this interview because Judith is inspiring, knowledgeable. She's awesome. You guys are going to love this episode. But before we hop into that, of course, I have to tell you who I am. This is One Click Lindsay. I am a digital marketing expert with trafficandleads.com. We've been doing digital marketing for 12 years. We know the ins and outs on how to drive more traffic and leads to your business. So if you need to start an online marketing of any type, definitely reach out to us at trafficandleads.com, or you can check out my blog at oneclicklindsay.com. So that's my little commercial for today. Let's do a quick marketing minute. So, do you really need to blog? Unequivocally, 100%ly, I don't think that's a word, but I'm going to say it anyway. Yes, yes, yes. I don't care if you are a photographer or a plumber or a lawyer or a digital marketer or whatever you are. You must blog, and you must blog consistently. It's a really important part of your online lead generation efforts is to look like you're cutting edge and you're talking about your topics and you're talking about your business and you are an expert. You must blog. Not only that, the search engines love it. Social media loves it. Your email list loves it. You have to do it. And I'm sorry, do not turn off this episode because you're mad because everyone hates the word blog, but you got to blog if you're a small business owner. It is a foundation of your online marketing health. Got to do it. So now that I've lectured you, let's hop into this interview with Miss Judith. I think you'll really enjoy it. Hey, Judith, welcome to the PDX Small Business Network podcast. So glad to have you on today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So, young lady, you are a life coach and a hypnosis expert, right?
Well, I don't know about expert, but I do study a lot and do the very best I can to end my profession.
Awesome. So, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Wise Heart Coaching Hypnotherapy? Tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, it started in 2006 with my becoming a certified life coach, which I'd like to emphasize is very important that if you search for a life coach, you do find one that is certified. And I love being a coach. Once a coach, you're always a coach. And so, I think it was 2012, I decided to also add in hypnotherapy because I found that there were people that couldn't get out of their own way, that no matter how much you coached them, there was still some residual baggage in their backpack that stopped them from moving in the direction that they wanted to move. And I personally, in my life, found coaching to change my life. But then when I added going through hypnosis myself, wow. And that was like the cherry on the top of the perfect sundae. It just made it perfect. And so I studied actually from three different teachers about hypnosis and have really focused in on Cal Banyan's five-path hypnosis, which I find really covers every aspect of healing. And so incorporating that into my practice. So my sessions usually are about 2 hours long, and they start with a little bit of coaching, what's been going on, what shifts have happened, what's getting in your way, that kind of thing, and then shifting to hypnosis. And wow, it's amazing. I love the work I do. I'm very passionate about it and constantly studying and learning new things.
Wow, I can tell. I can feel your passion on this side of the microphone. So when you first got into hypnosis, were you a skeptic at all, or did you always kind of believe that hypnosis worked?
Well, I can't say I was a skeptic, no. I did try hypnosis eons ago, because even though you said young lady, I got to tell you, I'm an old lady. And I started, I actually went through hypnosis back in the mid-70s. I had a very poor hypnotherapist. This person tried to tell me what I wanted. And no, that didn't work. So when I went to hypnosis, hypnosis has changed a great deal over the past 40 years. You wouldn't even consider telling anybody what to think, what to feel, or anything like that. I get a lot of people in my office and say, are you going to mind control me? Are you going to tell me what I'm supposed to feel? Will I reveal things to you that have been, you know, I didn't even know were there and stuff like that. And what I tell them is that in hypnosis, you don't do anything that's against your value system. You don't say anything that isn't true for you. The words I give you back are words that we go over in advance about benefits that they want. So if I told someone, oh, you're going to lose 50 pounds, which I would never say is a benefit anyway, but, and they had no idea that they wanted to lose weight, it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's always their words. So hypnosis is the same as counseling in a lot of ways, because you release what needs releasing so that you can move forward in your life, but you do it through your subconscious. You basically do your own work, releasing old stuff that you've been carrying around that has stopped you from living the life you want to live. And so there's nothing to fear from hypnosis, absolutely nothing, because it's kind of like being in that twilight of before you go to sleep. There is nothing that you will do in hypnosis that you wouldn't do in your awake state.
That makes sense. So can you kind of paint out a typical hypnosis session for the audience? Like you said, it takes about 2 hours. Can you kind of walk through a general session for us?
Sure. So the client arrives and is greeted and sits down on my couch, and we sit, I sit across from them, and we just simply talk. So since our last session, what shifts have you noticed? What changes have you noticed? What's happening in your life that's different? Has anybody noticed anything different? Make comments. What feelings have come up for you that aren't comfortable, or that are, you know, that are causing you concern? Because this will help me know what's maybe stopping them, you know, from moving forward. So if they say, well, I've just noticed I've been, every time I get in the car, I feel really stressed out, you know, and anxious about something. Well, then I know that that's an area we need to go to. And so we'll talk for a little bit, and then I will always say to the client, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? Now, the reason I ask them, right, rather than say, okay, time for hypnosis, is because hypnosis is about empowerment. And the empowerment starts from the very get-go when they say, yes, I'd like to do hypnosis with you now.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I've had clients who said, you know what, today I don't really feel like hypnosis. Today I'd really like to just do coaching. I go, okay, you know, it's the client is in charge.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so then after, you know, generally speaking, I'll say, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And they'll go, yes. And so I invite them to move over to the hypno chair, which is a really wonderful, large electric recliner. So they get in that and recline as far back as they would like to go. And then I also use sound therapy. So I'll first ask them if they would like to be grounded before we start. And so this is something that I add that's not part of Five Paths. where I ground them with sound, use a tool that makes the sound of ohm. And so I go from one ear across their head to the other ear. If they like, I will also open up their third eye, the heart chakra, and then go to the wrists and then the ankles. And they feel very grounded at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask if they would like to have a blanket put on them, because that just adds this layer of feeling protected. And so usually they'll say yes, and so I'll put a blanket on them. I start the music, and then I actually have them start relaxing themselves by having them do some breathing and to check their body and see if their body is ready for hypnosis. Any spot isn't, I have them breathe some love into that spot and then, you know, breathe out whatever stopping them. And when they're ready, they just give me the thumbs up saying that they're ready. And then I help them to start to relax even more, going deeper and deeper. And then we work on whatever needs to be worked on at that time. At the end of the session, I help them to emerge and hand them a Kleenex, because there's usually been crying during it as they've released. And then we just sit there for a minute and go over what happened, what occurred, what did they notice, you know, that kind of thing, and slowly allow them to, you know, come back to this,
wow,
this time, I guess.
That sounds a little intense. Is that intense?
Everybody comes out of it with a smile.
Uh-huh.
They're so relaxed afterwards. They feel like they're walking on a cloud. And the hypnosis generally lasts anywhere from a half an hour to hours later. You can drive while hypnotized. Actually, most people do drive while hypnotized. And I mean, you know, you get into the car, you drive home, and a lot of times you don't even remember the drive home. You've been hypnotized.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know,
that sounds so
yeah,
cool.
When you're reading a good book, when you're watching a movie and you're really involved in it, when you scream when somebody scares you in a movie, or cry when the hero dies or something, you can hypnotize.
That makes sense. Wow. So,
yeah.
Wow. Like I said, that sounds really intense, and it sounds like something everyone should try for sure.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It truly is.
What are your favorite? So what are your favorite? I'm going to call them ailments, although I'm sure you have a better word for them, that you like to quote unquote fix with hypnosis.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't call them ailments.
I didn't figure you would.
But, and I don't fix anything. I fix nothing. The client heals themselves. I am merely a guide to help them to discover what's been stopping them from living life the way they want to.
Hmm.
The common things that people come in with, well, you know, there's always the weight loss and the stop smoking, but a lot of people come in for anxiety and stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would never diagnose anyone, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a counselor, so I would never diagnose someone. So these are people that have either self-diagnosed or been diagnosed by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever claim that hypnosis will remove their depression, anxiety, or stress, or any of those things. But it does help, because once you release those things that have caused you to go into stress, anxiety, depression, whatever you want to call it, it helps you to start a healing, a natural healing process. But I would never diagnose or tell someone to stop taking their medicine or anything like that. I'm merely a tool in their toolbox. And hypnotherapists must be very careful about that, unless they are a licensed social worker, counselor, psychologist, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I help people, though. It seems like a lot of people will come in with that. There's also habits, including alcohol, smoking, video games, which young people, this is especially affecting is the internet and playing games on the internet and stuff. That's affecting a lot of young people. It's a huge way of them escaping in a sense. Mm-hmm. And when it gets in the way of their schoolwork and their family life and things like that, overspending, what would be considered quote unquote addictions of any kind can often be assisted with hypnosis to stop the behaviors that are not what they want in their life anymore.
That makes sense. So are there certain people that just cannot be hypnotized? Does being a skeptic fall into that, or can you kind of expound on that?
Well, there are people that I can't be hypnotized simply because they are so afraid to lose control that they won't be an allowance of the hypnotherapist. But I have to tell you, in all the time I've been practicing, that has happened only twice.
Mm.
And they are so afraid of change. They want change, but are so afraid that they will not allow themselves to relax. And I can't make someone relax. You know, you can't take a horse and make it drink water.
Right.
Okay. You can't make someone relax. And so before I even do my first hypnosis session, which, by the way, my first one is 3 hours long, because we go over their history. So I know what I'm going to be. I kind of have an idea of what's going to be coming up. I also, I'm a core value index assessment, decoder reader, whatever you want to call it. And so we go, I have them do their core value index assessment. And so we go over that to find out how their values are affecting the way they move in the world. And that they find like, oh my gosh, this is me. And so then we help them to understand that and how they can work with that. And I explain hypnosis. I explain seventh path self-hypnosis. And most times people will add that to their session. I don't charge extra for that because it helps so much in the healing process when they can go home and practice self-hypnosis. I answer all their questions because when I finally say to them, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? They are truly ready. In fact, they're on the edge of the couch going, are we ever going to do hypnosis?
Can we do this now?
And that's the state you want them in. And so, you know, and then I always have a practice where I have them close their eyes and I take them through a miniature hypnosis where they are in their kitchen and they open their kitchen and they pull out a lemon and I have them, you know, feel the lemon, smell the lemon, cut the lemon and taste the lemon so that they can see, you know, we can get all their senses involved mm-hmm. and see what senses are strongest for them. So I know what senses that they function on best. And, I also realized this is what hypnosis is like. It's just using my imagination and feeling things, because the kind of hypnosis I do is all about feeling, because all feelings are good.
That's way, way cool. Like, I'm very, very interested. So in general, and I know you hate this question. I don't know that you hate this question, but I have a feeling you hate this question, but how many treatments before you're seeing real progress?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You start seeing change after the first session.
Wow.
And generally speaking, most people need about five sessions. Some people, there might be six, it might be seven, but most, the average person, five sessions. I had a young girl come in who was so anxious. She had graduated college and something happened and she couldn't eat. She was almost on the verge of being anorexic.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't sit still at all when she came in. She was all over the place. Her mouth was going, her hands were going, her feet were going. She was just all over the place. The first session, she could only get into the hypno chair if my emotional support dog, Riley, was next to her.
Wow.
And so normally Riley is Riley is, you know, never in the hypno chair with the client, but she needed Riley that badly. And so first session, she needed Riley. Second session, she was still very anxious, but she didn't need Riley anymore. Third session, she was starting to eat and could sit on the couch. Fourth session, she was beginning to sit still in the chair. I mean, she didn't need to move. By the fifth session, she was in the chair perfectly still and smiling.
Wow. That's powerful.
She reconnected with her boyfriend, reconnected with her friends, back, you know, being eating, being a part of the family, everything. That's how fast the shifts happen. So wow. We're counseling, and I'm nothing against counseling, but sometimes counseling can take years because you're just dealing with the conscious mind.
Yeah.
With hypnosis, because you're dealing with the subconscious mind, it happens very quickly.
So what's your opinion, like, why, if it can be so effective and work quicker than counseling and other talk therapies, why is it still kind of fringe? Why is it not more mainstream like a counselor would be?
In a lot of ways, we're still living the old Svengali fear. There's mind control, and they're going to make me do something I don't want to do. And we are so committed to our freedom and our being in charge and our being in control that we fear something that might take that away from us.
Mm.
The thing is, hypnosis does not take that away from you. And actually, believe it or not, hypnosis helps you to feel more in control of your life because you've let go of all the baggage you've been carrying around in your backpack that hasn't served you.
Mm-hmm.
I also add to my sessions to help people during times of stress. I do a little NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, as part of my sessions. And I help them imagine a safe place for them. It's usually somewhere by water. Most people, it's by water. They're either by a creek in the woods or by a lake or by the ocean or something like that. And when they make it really, really strong where they can smell it, see it, taste it, feel it, touch it, everything, so that they are for all intents and purposes there, I have them lock it in by putting their thumb and forefinger together and locking it in. That gives them always something they can use during any times of stress to help themselves come back into their body.
Well, I could talk to you all day, quite frankly. Like, I haven't even scraped half of the questions I wanted to ask you today, Judith, but I want to get back just a little bit to the business. So first of all, where are you located? So people will know, like, in general, where to come and see you.
Okay. I'm in Beaverton, Oregon.
Okay.
Which is a kind of a suburb, I guess, of Portland, although they've almost become one. But I also can do hypnosis or coaching over the phone.
Wow. And you can hypnotize someone on the phone.
Right. And what I prefer to use is something like Skype or something like that, so that or FaceTime, something I can see them to make sure that they're okay.
Uh-huh.
It's not my favorite way to do hypnosis because I like having, you know, being closer to my clients.
Right.
But it can be done over the wonderful thing called internet.
Yeah.
And they just need to have a place where they can be safe, where it's quiet, where they can feel comfortable. And so we can do it right, you know, in their own home over the internet. And then I've had one client who couldn't walk. She could not get out of her bed, and there was no reason for her not to be able to walk. And so I went to her nursing home and worked with her there.
Wow.
And when we were done, she was starting to walk.
Wow.
So.
And again, for everyone listening, you can go visit Judith at wiseheartcoaching.com to find out more about her. But before I let her go for today, I have two more questions for her. The first one is, you have a free afternoon in beautiful Portland, where are you going to spend it? Is there a restaurant or a park or something that you can give a shout out to that maybe not everyone knows about?
Oh, you know, Portland has these wonderful little neighborhoods. And I love, for Riley and I, that's my doggie, my little girl, we just go and walk in the neighborhoods. And they're so dog friendly here that almost every store will allow you to bring in your dog. And then coffee is huge in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's always a place to stop, have a cup of coffee, and just be a part of the atmosphere of these small neighborhoods. So they're wonderful.
I love it. Now, before I let you go, maybe there was a question or something that you wanted to let the audience know that I didn't ask you in this interview. So the time is yours to kind of to sum it up for us.
Thank you. One thing I would like to mention is that I offer a free 30-minute discovery session. So you can book that right from my website, and it can be either in person, which of course I prefer, I love one-on-one, you know, in my office, or it can be over the phone or over the internet. And that's the time that people can ask their questions and I can discover a little bit about them and to see if we're going to be a good match, if we'll be able to work together toward their goals.
I love
that. So that's something that I think is really great. And then my emotional support dog, Riley, is always part of my session. She's there every day.
And you can see a picture of how cute Riley is on the homepage of Judith's website. So make sure you check it out. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You were easy to talk to, and I very much appreciate the time to talk about my passion.
There you have it, folks. I told you it was a really cool interview. How cool is Judith? Like, I know we're all going to sign up for a session with her because she can make some magic happen, I'm pretty sure. So make sure to check her out at wiseheartcoaching.com. If you like this podcast, please leave us a review on our Facebook page or on iTunes or on Stitcher or wherever else you're listening to that. I would sure appreciate it. Or you could even tell a friend about it or share this episode on social media. That would be pretty cool. So don't forget, I am One Click Lindsay with trafficandleads.com and also the PDX Small Business Network, but I am a digital marketer. And if you need any assistance with digital marketing, I have specialists in my company that run Facebook ads, SEO, pay-per-click, social media marketing, landing pages. I mean, the list really goes on. Or maybe you're just completely confused on what to do. We have a package for that too. So just reach out to us at trafficandleads.com or oneclicklindsay.com. Until next time, you guys have a beautiful Portland day.